did COVID come from? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Americans deserve to know, and they deserve not to be lied to.
Congresswoman Debbie Lesko is on the House Republican-led committee investigating COVID origins, holding their first hearing in an hour after recent FBI and Energy Department assessments that the virus likely leaked out of a Chinese lab.
Focus of the select subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic will be how the theory from many, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, of the virus originating in nature and not from a Wuhan, China lab, developed.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. Fauci will not testify today, but former CDC Director Robert Redfield will. Also this morning at the House, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will testify the day after telling a Senate hearing more and bigger interest rates are coming to fight inflation. That triggered a stock sell-off, and Powell took some heat from senators.
Putting 2 million people out of work is just part of the cost, and they just have to bear it.
That's Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. Republican John Kennedy asked Powell,
when you're slowing the economy, you're trying to put people out of work. That's your job, is it not?
Not really. We're trying to restore price stability.
No, you're trying to raise
not wages.
You're trying to raise the unemployment rate.
Another city in Ukraine may fall to Russian forces, Bakhmut. NATO's leader said this morning Russia could take over in a matter of days. The two Americans who survived Friday's attack and kidnapping in Mexico are now back in the U.S. Their two friends were found dead.
Police found Latavia McGee and Eric Williams alive in a small house. Their friends, Indell Brown and Shahid Woodard, dead in a field nearby. Some on Capitol Hill want the U.S. military to go after the cartels, with or without Mexico's permission. Mexican President Lopez Obrador says one man is in custody while they look for others.
That's Fox's William Lajeunesse. An attempt to legalize recreational marijuana in a 22nd state goes up in smoke. Voters in Oklahoma rejected it, a majority voting no on the ballot question yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. They do not care if the value of your retirement is sacrificed. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It is International Women's Day, and the United Nations just declared the country where women and girls are most repressed in the world is Afghanistan. More than a year after the Taliban retook control when U.S. troops withdrew, imposing a ban on educating girls beyond sixth grade. The U.N. also not happy with Britain, where just like the U.S., there's been a surge of migrants, and the prime minister has a controversial way to deal with it.
The new plan would block anyone arriving in the U.K. illegally from claiming asylum, for example, by crossing the English Channel on a small boat. They'd be deported and banned from ever coming back.
Entering the U.K. illegally in small boats has more than quadrupled in just the last 2 years.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. But the UN Refugee Agency's representative in the UK isn't happy, saying the proposals are very concerning and would block even those with a compelling claim. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There's pushback in another state on attempts to limit abortions following the Supreme Court decision letting conservative-led states ban or restrict the procedure.
The New Mexico Senate votes to support a bill to prohibit local governments from blocking access to abortion, birth control, and prevention of or treatment for sexually transmitted diseases. The bill would also ban restrictions on gender-affirming care, including limits on hormone therapy and surgeries. The state's House must approve Senate amendments, but the 23-15 vote means the bill is likely to reach the desk of Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, a vocal supporter of abortion rights. If passed, it could also impact abortion access for residents in neighboring states like Texas, where there are bans on the procedure. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We mentioned yesterday's stock sell-off. The Dow plunged more than 500 points, but this morning, stock futures are up very slightly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a check of your local news. I'm Jim Miller. More than a million Facebook users in Illinois receiving another check as part of Landmark's $650 million biometric privacy settlement. Users have been issued a second payment of nearly $31 if they cash their initial $397 settlement check last year in the class action lawsuit. Williamson County nurse admitting to having fentanyl, Linnea O'Neill of Norris City, pled guilty to unlawful possession of a controlled substance and serving 2 years of probation. O'Neill worked as a nurse at Heartland Regional Medical Center in Marion in November of 2021 when she diverted several doses of fentanyl from the facility's medication dispensing machine. Illinois men's basketball team preparing for the Big Ten tournament. Tourney is going to be held today through Sunday at the United Center in Chicago. The 20-11 Fighting Illini are the number 7 seed for the events. They open play tomorrow against 10 seed Penn State. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good morning. It is Wednesday. It is March 8th. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
Morning, everybody. Let's check weather, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they've got a job fair coming up tomorrow after 5. If you want to stop by the Phillips Recreation Center and find out some of the summer jobs you can get as a camp counselor or a lifeguard or customer service representative and grounds positions, you know, that you could do part-time as a side hustle or full-time, you can learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Yeah, meteorologist Greg Sollier feels a little more like the season, I suppose, but we sure like that 60 or 70 or whatever heck happened Monday. But you know what? This is still not bad. I'm enjoying the March feel, buddy.
Yeah, the late winter, early spring feel around here will officially clock into the springtime season astronomically in the 20th here, about 4:30 or so in the afternoon. So a ways to go there. These temperatures will continue to hover kind of right around seasonal averages for the most part, a couple of days above a little bit, some days a little bit below the average high this time of the year, depending on your listing signal out of the center of the universe, between about 43 and 46 degrees. So we're in the ballpark there. And radar is painting moisture, but don't be fooled. A lot of that's in mid-level cloud and nothing more than a couple of sprinkles, even a snowflake or two passing to our west and south. Although there are winter storm watches up near the Illinois-Wisconsin line and northwest from there. Yeah, still some winter to go even in that part of the world. So except for the sprinkle on the windshield, partly sunny morning, a fair amount of cloudiness this afternoon, and it's a stiff northeast to north wind out there, 36 at Willard and Savoy. High temperatures up around 47 with that northeast to east wind down at 9 to 32. Mainly cloudy, windy for the day tomorrow, and some rain breaks out in the afternoon. This is paling in comparison from that bomb storm that came through here on Friday. Highs up to 46, so no need to worry or panic. Bit of rain early tomorrow night, low down to 37. Probably half to three quarters of an inch out of this thing. Maybe a little rain early and late in the day on Friday. A lot of the day dry. High temperature up around 45. Chillier for the weekend, 42 Saturday. A Sunday high with maybe some mixed sprinkles and snowflakes around at 39. We'll hover in the upper 30s and low 40s for daytime highs. Again, a smidge below average. Overnight readings down between 25 and 30 degrees. Quiet weather Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sollier.
All right, good morning. Nice to have you along. Wrong button. Sorry, meant to do that. Now we're off and running. It is Wednesday morning. We have some Brad Underwood talking Big Ten tournament. The team was on a bus yesterday. You might have heard Luke Goody. He was on with Derek Piper on the drive yesterday. Lon returns to the drive today, I think. So be good to have Lon back. Anyway, Brad talks about the tournament. Also got some Matthew Meyer, who will maybe go down in Illinois basketball history as the most interesting basketball player we've ever had. I mean, he's just unique, wonderfully unique, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I just can't imagine. Again, this would be a good behind-the-scenes story. I don't know if anybody had a camera all year, the ups and downs that this basketball team has gone through. The new personalities that we welcome to the team, Sky Clark leaving, people getting hurt, the drama, the newness, the fact that we lost 90% of our scoring and we still won 20 games, that's pretty good. I mean, think about that. We lost 90% of our scoring and we still won 20. And we're very intriguing postseason team. We'll see. Well, Jerome Powell, our federal chair, went in front of Congress yesterday. Markets exploded to the negative. And so what's going to happen? Well, I think the interest rate's going to go up again. Krisha Lenzo, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, except I'm worried about getting control of inflation. What say you?
Well, it is certainly a problem. We heard Jerome Powell testify in front of Congress yesterday. He will also be testifying today, and it didn't look good because essentially markets hang on to every word of Jerome Powell, yeah. And he said that likely to expect rates to increase potentially because what the economic data we're seeing is particularly strong. But I think that's the wrong benchmark. We do have jobs numbers coming out this Friday. They will likely be strong, and that will give him the go-ahead to raise rates. And people are nervous that it's going to be more than the 25 basis points that we're typically seeing. It might be more along the lines of 50 basis points.
She's a Republican strategist, Metropolitan Republican Club leader. What's Metropolitan mean?
We're based in New York.
Wait, whoa. There is no Republican in New York. Are you admitting? Christian, that there is?
We do exist.
Well, it's like it just has to feel so lonely. Do you get invited to any parties at all, Krisha? Am I sad about that?
I have a good cohort. I get invited to some parties, but in the dark of night, we go out.
Yeah. Well, in any event, it's a concern. It's you know, if you make business retract, that means they fire people, let them go, don't hire people, don't spend money. That's all bad. How does that stop?
Well, that's exactly right. There's really to what end? And that's why the markets reacted the way they did yesterday. They are expected to also sell off a bit today. And this compounded with Biden's budget plan, which he's set to release this week as well, is just going to crush small business. Biden has all these tax increases, for example, on businesses that are making over $400,000. He's going to implement a 5% tax on those capital gains. And it's, again, just going to increase inflation because the supply is going to go down, demand is going to go up, basic economics, and then that increases prices. So this is a cycle that is not great. A lot of people even question Jerome Powell as the leader of the Fed, even those on the Democrat side. Elizabeth Warren gave him a really difficult time yesterday asking about job losses and how inflation has affected the jobs numbers, which he basically brushed off in Congress as the testimony proceeded. But it is doubly crushing. Powell's monetary and the fiscal policy of the Biden administration is going to really hurt small business.
Okay, so what would stop all this? What would help curb inflation, in your opinion, Krisha?
I think Powell is looking at the wrong numbers. He is, or at least looking at the wrong concepts in terms of, instead of looking at prices going up, he's looking at economic data. And I think the data at this point with the jobs numbers, that's not really the right metric because people are actually out of the workforce. The fact that we have strong jobs numbers doesn't factor in the people who are along the sidelines, who are not actively looking. And that's why we have a tight jobs market. Yeah. So instead, we shouldn't be as focused on those numbers, and we should be focused on spending and the budget. I mean, that's the real question here. The elephant in the room is the budget deficit and the progressive spending that the Democrats are doing with these ESG programs, with all the money going to Ukraine. That's really the driver of inflation at this point.
Well, if I had a baseball card of the best player in the world from 1958, it'd probably be worth money. But if I print 9 million of them, they would be less money. If we print money and we keep printing money, I would think the value would go down of everything.
Yes. I mean, it's problematic because at this point we are printing at a rate that the economy cannot sustain.
Yeah.
And that's why sticky inflation is real. People cannot afford basic household items. And there's really, retailers are suffering because discretionary spending has gone down. That they can allot to other goods other than their basics.
Right.
So it is problematic.
Okay, so how many times have you had to spell your name to people? K-R-Y-S-I-A. Am I saying it properly, Krisha?
Yes, you got it right. I spend half my life telling people how to pronounce my name.
KRYSIALENZO. How can people connect with you, Krisha?
Oh, thank you. Would love to connect with people. You can find me on Twitter, KRYSIALENZO. That's my Twitter handle. I'm back on Twitter now that Elon Musk is back.
Let's listen into your last Metropolitan Republican meeting. Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you, Krisha. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. All right, ESPN 93.5, Brad Underwood getting ready for the Big Ten. It opens tonight with the 11 through 14.
Right. Ohio State and Wisconsin start us off at 5:30, then Minnesota and Nebraska tonight at 8.
Okay, so Brad, how's it feel?
Somewhat refreshing. And now we head to Chicago for what I think is going to be one of the all-time great postseason tournaments. You know, I've never seen a conference schedule go down to where every game was meaningful on the last day or pretty close to it. The winner became a two-seed, or if they had lost, could have been a nine. That speaks volumes to the competitive nature of this league, evenness of this league. Obviously, congratulations to Purdue, to Matt and his club. You know, it's a clean slate. Now you're wanting to go home if you don't play well. You know, we've got another opportunity to go out and compete, and we look forward to that opportunity. And obviously Penn State is a team that has had a great year. I think Mike has done a heck of a job his 2 years there. Obviously, in my opinion, I think if Zach wasn't the MVP of our league, Pickett would be. He's had that kind of year. He's put up those type of numbers. That team minus him is significantly different. We've not guarded him very well. You know, they've shot 54%. Combined in two games against us. We're a better defensive team than that, and they are elite offensively. But we've got to be better at both ends. We're capable of that. We've got a great challenge on Thursday, and we'll see how it goes.
Yep. Again, 5:30 tomorrow night, Penn State, Illinois. So
go Illini.
Get them.
Now, starting things off tomorrow will be Rutgers and Michigan, and then Iowa plays one of the winners. That's a 1:30 game, mm-hmm. And of course, number 10 seed Penn State taking on number 7 seed Illinois at 5:30 tomorrow, and then Maryland has one of the winners in that bracket also, so that game at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll also have Tuscola in action. When Tuscola beat Meridian 74-53 earlier, Parker James led the team with 25 points. Let's hope he's on tomorrow for the IHSA Class 1A state semifinals at the State Farm Center when they face Scales Mound. So we'll be talking.
Scales Mound.
I don't know that team.
I don't either. Okay, so what time is that game?
11:45.
Mm-hmm. State Farm. You can go buy a ticket. It's not going to be sold out, so you can get a seat and watch Tuscola, who's never been to the Assembly Hall.
Right.
Now called the State Farm Center.
Exactly. So congratulations to the Warrior team, and good luck to them during their practices. And the All-Big Ten conference team announced Terrence Shannon Jr. on the first team, on the media's second team, and on the third team was Matthew Meyer.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, you can see convenient care anywhere virtually. If you feel like staying at home and getting more rest, you can schedule a virtual convenient care appointment at mycarl.com.
Got some Matthew Meyer. What an interesting fellow. I want you to hear some of this. It's really good. I like the guy.
Okay.
Stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Friesen's Little Oil, Champagne, and Van vicinity. Seasonal temperatures pretty much the story for the next couple of days. And then a bit of an downward trend expected over the weekend. And the next weather system, a little piece of it, heading through the area with a couple of sprinkles and snowflakes in spots here for the morning. We'll get a couple of peaks and pokes of sun. Highs to about 47 on a stiff northeast to east wind, down tonight to 32. And some rain moves in here tomorrow afternoon. A windy day's worth of weather with a high up around 46 degrees. Average high this time of the year at about 43-44, so in the ballpark there. A couple of rounds of rainfall before midnight tomorrow night, low down to 37. This weather system paling in comparison to that big bomb that came through the area weather-wise here late last week on Friday. Still a chance for a little rain early and late in the day on Friday with a high temperature up around 45 for the weekend. Partly sunny, 42 Saturday. Maybe a couple of more sprinkles and snowflakes on Sunday with a high there of 39 degrees. Chilly weather then continues in with upper 30s next Monday and Tuesday. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
DC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell will be questioned today by the House Financial Services Committee. Powell said yesterday the Fed's prepared to step up interest rate increases because of strong and sustained economic activity at the start of this year. His comments sparked a Wall Street sell-off, pushing the Dow down about 575 points on Tuesday. CrowdStrike shares are rallying this morning. The cybersecurity company reported an upbeat quarter, and it is encouraged about this year. China-based electric car company BYD is planning a big push into commercial vehicles. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is among the financial backers of BYD. The company plans to introduce three new electric commercial vehicle models over the next 3 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year. I didn't want to miss out.
Most of us will be glued to the TVs for the tournament.
I don't want to watch it on TV.
Right, you want to have TV watching you and Terrence, Matt, and the whole crew.
I watched plenty of footage of our games, win or lose, plus whoever's next.
Too bad you can't watch those on a Sony OLED.
I know, right? I saw how great those look in your store, and they're so thin.
The Sony OLEDs have the best picture, the best sound, the easiest operation. We love them.
I saw your repair bench. Can your team really work on those if they need it?
Good Vibes has been a Sony service center forever. You can fix them, install them, and explain why you want this one versus that one. We know Sony like Coach knows X's and O's.
I believe they're good, but aren't they expensive?
Short answer, no. Come into Good Vibes in March. You can get a 55-inch Sony OLED for $12.99 and deals on sizes up to 83-inch.
Well, that sounds good. Game films probably would look better. Speaking of that, I got to practice and, you know, watch some more of that film.
Better you than me, Luke.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best business guys I know. I worked for him for 4 hours at Tapman's Towing. He now joins me on the Tapman's Towing phone line. The first time I've ever said that.
Excellent.
Now Jim owns the phone line.
I
here
love it.
At ESPN 93.5. How are you, James?
I'm doing so great. I can't stand it. How are you doing?
Did you miss me after I left that day at noon when I was helping you work at Tapman's Towing as part of our... What was it? The
hard working man promotion.
So, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I'd get a laugh. Did you miss me part? And he's laughing about the did you miss me part. Because I was watching you hook everything up. I'm going, dude, you're so good. And you were like, why don't you do something? I didn't know how to do anything. So,
I gave you gloves.
Yeah, I put them on and they were awesome because I look good.
Yes.
And the pictures look great. It looked like I'm actually doing something. I could probably come and work for you at Tapman's Towing and just say, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. How can I help you? Be like a greeter.
I can put you up on a billboard.
I could do that. Anything like that I'm okay with, but it's just actually working that I'd have a problem with.
How are you looking at the team, Jim? Are you looking to recruit some people?
Oh, yeah. They're always looking for good people. We're always hiring good people.
Why wouldn't people
want to? We've got a great team right now, and, mm-hmm. and we're actually looking for more. So
okay,
we're growing.
So what is it about Tapman's Towing that people would really like to be around, except being around Jim Hampton? I mean, that would be cool.
We have a great culture here. We like family here. We take care of our customers, and we look out for our customers. And, you know, we under promise and over deliver.
Well, go check out your Google reviews. What do you got? Like over 1,000? Incredible. Over 1,000?
1,556 last time I checked. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty
over 1,500 five-star Google reviews.
Pretty dang impressive. And one thing I think that Tapman's Towing is really good at, towing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you. No, you're Jim, I've watched your guys work on it going, wow, you really know how to tow. Look at you. I mean, you're really fast and good. And sometimes you get kind of funky angles and not to mention, you know, it's not easy to do this work.
Well, and the heavy duty stuff, Jim, when it comes to the semis and buses and things like that, you guys are on it.
Yeah, we're towing semis. We're towing buses. We haul construction equipment. We do a lot of road service. A lot of people don't know we do jump starts, tire changes, fuel deliveries, battery services. We have batteries here in the shop that we can come out to your house and change out your battery right then and there.
Yep, I know about this service. Yeah. I feel like it's Mike that came to the rescue for us. So we had, I don't know what that was, a radiator. I know we had a half a mile of some kind of liquid coming out of our vehicle when we were going to Danville, and it was still in Champaign County. I don't know the kind of radius you work with, but we were so grateful for that roadside service and to get that vehicle off the road. I mean, people still aren't getting over, Jim. What's your message on that?
You know, when you see lights flashing, use caution passing. That's just a tagline, but I'd really like to see it stick. And we just need to educate people to get people over. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many people don't know about the move over law. And they come up to me, what's this? It should be taught in the schools, and that's where we're going with it next. We're going to try to get it to where when you get your driver's license, you got to know about this thing. And it's got to be a thing. It really needs to be. Everybody needs to know about this.
Isn't that a test on the driver's test, though? I mean, it's a question on the test, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it's not. I don't even teach it in there.
Why won't you?
I think it's inside the last 10 years that this has really come to light, that we need
to get
over.
So they don't
know
to get over for fire trucks and ambulances?
Really, it's no matter what. If somebody is in the side of the road, get over no matter what. Even if it's nobody around, I get over.
And you got to be careful slowing down, because if you're pinched with somebody passing you, you're going to just have to decrease your speed, right? I mean, you have to slow down.
Just got to be careful. When you see the lights flashing again, use caution passing. And when you see the lights, I mean, you got to be watching for anything. The terrible incident we had a year ago, yesterday, with Ross Booker. And people need to see when the lights are flashing. You know, take caution. It's okay to slow down in town. Be careful on the interstate. If you can move over, move over. Yeah. Give us some room. We're out there trying to help people. So we want to go home. Yep. We want to go home to our families. And it's not just the tow companies, man. It's the police departments, fire departments, ambulance services, all these services. And it's even lights flashing on the car.
Mm-hmm.
If your lights are flashing on a car and it's on the side of the road, you're required to move over.
Yeah. It's Jim Hampton on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
Hey, I think this is great. I think I should have my own radio show.
Absolutely. WJIM. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. You could do it. By the way, my son Christian was driving on Springfield Avenue, and there was a literal hole in the road on Friday night when we had that bad weather. And it blew his wheel out. I mean, he actually got it home because still had a little air, and then it was gone. The wheel's gone. Everything's gone. Can I get that money back from, say, the state of Illinois for Route 10? How's that work, Jim?
I think you should. I don't know how that works.
Is that a thing?
I think you should.
I should get prompt service, right? If I call the 800 number, I'm sure they'll give me the money tomorrow. It's like $1,400 or something. It's crazy. It's nuts. Anyway, you guys deal with that stuff all the time because people hit holes and things like that, and stuff happens on the roads. And anyway, Tapman's Towing, my friends. The convenient number is
328-2424.
Tapman's Towing.
That's right.
That's it, man. And that
2424.
Yeah, people don't know that you actually sang that. That was you in all kinds of falsetto and different voices. So good job.
Just like it. Never mind. We'll leave that there.
You're the man, Jim Hampton. I appreciate you, buddy.
You too, brother. Thanks.
All right. Talk soon. He's a good man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really, really good guy. And he's so good at what he does. Tapman's Towing. Now, the owner of the Stevie J ESPN 93.5 phone line.
328-2424 for Tapman's
Towing.
For us, it's 217-359-2255.
For the text line.
Yes.
Yeah. I was confused. I said, Jim,
well,
change
that's
number.
The Tapman Stowing text line. I wanted to say that.
Well, that too, I guess. It's a phone number, right?
Right.
Okay, so we're going to come right back. It's Ed Martin and Brother Johnny Day, so that means it's Wednesday, middle of the week. Steve Suderman, and that means a song from the early 1970s because I like bumping that. That'll be coming up from Good Vibes.
Okay, then.
I can't believe that there's not a lights flashing. What do you do on the test for the driver's license? You get over. Anyway, we'll be right back. I'm glad you're listening on this Wednesday morning, March the 8th, ESPN 93.5. Time for the news and weather. Coming up, it's 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two friends from South Carolina are at a hospital in Texas rescued from kidnappers in Mexico, one with gunshot wounds in his leg. Two friends with them were killed.
Shahid Woodard and Zindel Brown were already dead by the time authorities arrived on scene. Two other victims, Latavia McGee and Eric James Williams, survived the horrifying kidnapping and are back in the U.S. All four traveled from South Carolina to Mexico, so McGee could get a tummy tuck procedure. McGee's mother giving this update, quote, "She's doing okay. She was crying. She watched two of them die. They died in front of her."
Fox's Todd Pyro. Four people are killed in a small plane collision over a lake in Winter Haven, Florida.
It was an in-air collision, and both planes immediately went to the ground, went to the water.
That's Polk County, Florida Chief Steve Lester. One plane was floating on the lake's surface after the crash. One sank. There were two people on board each plane. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, 217 texter, thank you. Jay says, I teach Centennial High School driver ed. It's on the permit test.
Okay.
So why isn't it on the regular driver's license?
Right.
Don't get that.
So okay. Thanks for your input.
Thank you very much.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Friesen's Little and Champagne and Van Vicinity. Seasonal temperatures pretty much the story for the next couple of days. And then a bit of an downward trend expected over the weekend. And the next weather system, a little piece of it, heading through the area with a couple of sprinkles and snowflakes in spots here for the morning. We'll get a couple of peaks and pokes of sun. Highs to about 47 on a stiff northeast to east wind. Down tonight to 32. And some rain moves in here tomorrow afternoon. A windy day's worth of weather with a high up around 46 degrees. Average high this time of the year at about 43-44, so in the ballpark there. A couple of rounds of rainfall before midnight tomorrow night, low down to 37. This weather system paling in comparison to that big bomb that came through the area weather-wise here late last week on Friday. Still a chance for a little rain early and late in the day on Friday with a high temperature up around 45 for the weekend. Partly sunny, 42 Saturday. Maybe a couple of more sprinkles and snowflakes on Sunday with a high there of 39 degrees. Chilly weather then continues in with upper 30s next Monday and Tuesday. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I still have my Matthew Meyer got to play for you because he's such an interesting person and funny and kind of cool, kind of. He's just interesting. Matthew Meyer was on with Jeremy Warner on his Illini Inquirer podcast. And, we got some of that good stuff. Anyway, we'll play that as we go here this morning. But on Wednesdays, we get a couple of fellas on that kind of light it up. He is president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, a lawyer with advanced degrees, the New York Times bestselling author. It's our friend Ed Martin out in Virginia. Ed, how are you?
What do you mean, kind of? What do you mean, kind of light it up? Come on, man. We light it up every time.
I'm talking about
there's no
that.
Kind of.
That's what I'm talking about here. Brother Johnny is in Bible study in New Orleans where he is ducked out as he does. Sorry for you missing a little Bible study because that's the most important thing we need right now to be fueling our bodies, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it's great talking to you and Eddie, though, Stevie J. Good morning.
Okay, good to have both of you with us. I was watching Tucker Carlson the other night and, you know, talking about viewing 41,000 hours of videotape from January 6th, the worst thing since the Civil War, as I'm being told. The video did not kind of go along with the narrative on all this, Ed. I know you represent a few people still in jail from this event.
Yeah.
And what I want to know, and then I heard a guy call into a talk show and say, Fox News is just feeding. I saw it with my own eyes. That some of the stuff they're saying happened, the guy in the weird bear hat was actually in the Capitol, in the chamber, praying for the police. And he's walking down the hall with police. What happened January 6th, and how complicit was FBI and Nancy Pelosi and all these other things?
Well, at first, I want to preface it by, I remember Eddie about the day after saying, you know what, I was there and it wasn't like that. What you were hearing, it wasn't happening. Remember that, Ed?
Yeah.
You told
it. Yeah. Look, there's a couple stories here. One is
what actually happened. And as we have, that was up to 44,000 hours, by the way. Well, you know, for the last year and a half, I've heard, and, you know, I have access to the video because one of my, three of my clients, the guys I represent, were allowed to look at it, but it's under very strict protective order. And so I thought it was 14,000. Last week it's 41,000. Now it's 44,000. I mean, if you called it the most important event since the Civil War, why in the name of heaven don't we know what's gone on? And another example, as I've told you guys before, is we have videotape of a man. It's a man who placed two pipe bombs at the Republican building and the Democrat building the day before. I was up on Capitol Hill 2 days ago. I asked one of the staffers about it. She said, I remember exactly when we heard there was a pipe bomb. It was 1:03 on January 6th. It was called in, and we had to evacuate because it was a bomb. It wasn't a man in a hat, a half-naked, obviously mentally ill person. It was a bomb. We know nothing about the 6th or what happened. So we still don't really know what happened that day, and we may never know. What we know is Tucker Carlson has at least given us a direction that says, okay, what they told us about an armed insurrection was not true. The second point of all this is, why are they lying? What are they trying? I think we all know, but I mean, what is the purpose of misleading the country except to divide us, except to hurt us? And I'll tell you, when Mitch McConnell gets up yesterday and says, I really object to Tucker Carlson doing this, you sort of shake your head and say, holy cow, they really all are in on it, right? They all don't want you to hear what actually is going on. So it's very disturbing. As a practical matter, those poor guys that have been charged are still sitting in jail, and it's an outrage. But, you know, I don't know that that'll change for a while, but I think it will change over time. So it's extraordinary to watch.
Well, and I'll tell you, Mitch, you got to give him a little slack. Everybody who's been there over 50 years turns into something like that. That's just what happens.
Yeah.
But I will say it is a big event. Because one of our unarmed military girls was killed, and they're putting innocent people in jail. So that's a big impact on it. As far as some sort of insurrection, the Antifa led the way in. And the people who were at Trump's rally weren't even there when it really started. So the whole thing, and I've always said, Steve, it's a staged event, and the reason they're doing it is because they can save us from the people who are trying to destroy the Republic. That's called power and takeover. That's what they're doing. And I think we know we're having a hard time doing something about it.
Well, one other thing, you know, there's so many things that they told us we weren't allowed to say. And, you know, even we joke about being knocked off social media. So, but, you know, when we spent all this time on January 6th, literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of hours and money and all. And the reality is they're really distracting us from talking about the 2020 election. I still don't know if the 2020 election was fair, you know, was done right. I don't know, but you know what we haven't done is spent any of the energy. Imagine if we had a select committee on the 2020 election and transparency instead of on the January 6th. We had none of that, right? I mean, there's a point here where I say, wow, these guys are really good at distracting us from what's fundamental. And what's fundamental is what happened. You know, what I mean, and I'll join the chorus. We're supposed to say, oh, that, you know, we have seen nothing in court that says it was a stolen election. Well, we've seen a lot of other stuff out of court that makes you say something was going on. And one more example of that. Remember, we weren't allowed to say that it was the China virus, the Wuhan virus? We were told you're a racist, hashtag stop Asian hate because you say Wuhan virus. Now, Christopher Wray last week says, yeah, we all know it was from the lab. You know, we all know it was the Chinese virus. And we're, you know, just carry on. Let's talk about the man with the buffalo hat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, that's actually progress, Ed, because that's not the first thing why I know that they've admitted to. As far as the election, I really don't know. It's fair. Joe was certified with 81 million votes. I think he got under 60. So just go from there. Other than that, it was probably fine.
Did anybody catch Donald Trump at CPAC, what he said? He said, until we stop ballot harvesting, the Republicans will become experts at it. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, he's wrong about that, Eddie. The Republicans can't do it. It's not ballot harvesting. There's a lot more going on. Until we realize you can't have a system that's completely untraceable, with no accountability, and all you've got is boxes of votes to count, then you're not going to have a fair election. That's all. It's a process. And the Republicans are not going to do what the Democrats have been doing for 75 years. They're not going to be able to build up an army of people behind them that can, let's just say, get out the vote. How about that?
Yeah, well, and one more thing on that, that really is Stevie J is important, and the listeners, Johnny, we've talked about it before, but to your point, we can all say Republicans and conservatives are going to compete the same way. If the rules are ballot harvesting, we'll do it, except A, the other side cheats, but B, the other side builds into their vision of governing paying for participation. So conservatives say, I'm making a living, I just made $100,000, I want to buy my kids a car or buy a second home or something. Well, what happens with the right now in the White House, John Podesta, famous Clinton hand and Obama hand, has a slush fund of $200 billion for quote-unquote green energy that he's allowed to spend however he wants, and he will hire lots of people that do things like ballot harvesting. Whereas our guys, when we see a bunch of money we can invest, if we have more profits, we want to build more business or something. So our mindset is different, and frankly, what they're trying to do is get us to become like them. And on some level, you say, well, we got to fight the battle we're in. On another level, you say, that's not who we are. So it is a real trap, as Johnny sort of implied.
Well, you're right about that, Ed, and it's just a different world view. And then the other thing about the Republicans is, Stevie, if the Democrats gave the Republicans a big, giant horse, the Republicans would walk around saying, well, wasn't that nice? And they'd end up like the coaches.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. All right, so Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5, 7:42. So who's on the Tapman's Towing phone lines? Who's running for president, either party? Ed, do you have any concept of the number?
Oh, this is guaranteed. I'm always right. Like I said, the red wave last fall, I turned out right too. So I can say with 100% certainty that the two people that are running that will receive the nomination are Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and except for what do they call it, force majeure? You know, some incident, maybe a health incident, but they're not going to lose. At CPAC this weekend, Donald Trump got the straw poll, 65% or 63%. I mean, he's the dominant communicator. He's the dominant. I was in Idaho this past weekend for a big county Lincoln Days. It's all Trump country. No one is saying, give me DeSantis or Pompeo or Haley. It's just that. And look, back to the Democrats. All they care about is power. They don't care about people. And so it doesn't matter who Joe Biden is. It doesn't matter what he looks like, sounds like. If he's the best vehicle to hold the power, then they're going to do it. And he is for them, but mostly because he actually has no individuality. He won't actually do it. He'll do whatever it takes for power. They get somebody like Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom might want to have a thought. He might want to do something for himself. They want to run Weekend at Bernie's. And when you have the presidency, you can do that. And they will. They're going to raise the money. They're going to have the positioning. You're going to see the first modern Rose Garden campaign where it's totally controlled and totally, protected. But he's going to be the nominee. It's Trump versus Biden again.
It may be the first Rose Garden, but we saw the first basement, which was similar. They just got a better venue.
Right.
But I will say, going back what you said, if you look at the way we're voting today, the process that's been accepted, you were right about the red wave, and look what the process gave us. And the process can also give us a Joe Biden and a Fetterman. Poor Fetterman. I mean, the guy is. I don't know whether he's going to make it. I mean, I'm feeling sorry for him. But if we don't focus on that election process a little more, and Mitch better wake up, then we're probably not going to improve much.
Well, we do have our vice president.
Please.
Is there something? I mean, I know that when she gets into kind of tough spots, she does that. Is that what she's going to be known for? Is she going to?
Here's what I say about that, Stevie J. The thing that surprises me about that is not that she has a funny laugh or that she, when she's nervous, as you point out, she has a tic. What surprises me is at the level she's competing and playing and performing, that someone hasn't had the ability to tell her, you got to train your way out of that. You can train your way out of that. I mean, that's not at that level. I mean, you can figure out a way to come up with a different nervous tick that gets you something different, like silence or, you know, even blinking or something. And she, either she's so arrogant or no one can tell her or whatever. But it's an indication that she's not big league, because a big league player would figure out how to get rid of that weakness, because nobody doesn't see it. So, and I think more and more Democrats, for whatever reason that they can't tell her to improve, know she can't be the nominee. I mean, look, if Joe Biden has a stroke, and God love him, I pray he doesn't, but if he does and she's the nominee, everybody wins. I mean, and everybody wins for the Republicans, because she can't even pull them over through their voter fraud with her way of being.
Do you think they'll keep her on, Eddie? Do you think they'll try to find somebody else?
Well, that's the beauty of it. They can't get rid of her if it's too late, right? You know, in other words, if there's not a process, they'll have to be like, well, she's vice president. If he died in office, she would be president. If he quits late. So, no, look, if he quits tomorrow and says, I'm not running, oh, no, she'll get a free-for-all and she'll lose miserably. But then she'll lose miserably, and I think you'll have some African-Americans that will say, what happened? They just, you know, pushed our African-American leader out. But, I don't think she has any chance in a competitive. Remember, she got no votes. She ran. She's supposed to be great. She had a bunch of money. Jeb Stoker did a fundraiser for her, CNN had, and told people, I'm going to do everything I can to boost her. She got no votes in the Democrat primary, literally. And quit first.
I tell you, there's a lot of African-American candidates on both sides, and I never think of her as an African-American, Steve, to you, because she just really doesn't
She's a Jamaican.
I'm just saying she just doesn't look like an African. I mean, I guess she's definitely, I don't know how she's classified.
You can say woman of color now. I mean, that's what I think they do.
Okay.
So here,
she's a woman. Now, yeah. We haven't had a woman.
But. I'm all for a woman president. It just has to be the correct woman. So let me just say, end on this. Novak Djokovic can't come into America because he's not vaccinated. And we've learned a little about vaccinations and masks here over the last 6 months. So we are allowing everybody in the South border to come across with zero vaccines. And Novak Djokovic, one of the healthiest guys on the planet, can't come and play a tennis tournament in America. Are you kidding me? Isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah. That's the word. It's just so embarrassing. I mean,
it's disturbing, Eddie, because the vaccine is over. It stopped the alpha variant. It doesn't work. I've got two people right now I know in the hospital with COVID. That every booster in the book, that vaccine, which was the first variant of COVID, it stopped it cold, but it was designed just for that protein spike. The other ones, they've mutated. COVID is out there. It's not that serious like it used to be, but the vaccine may be more serious now than the COVID, Eddie, and I don't think they should keep pushing it. And then random restrictions, it's just disturbing is what it is.
Well, again, when I say it's embarrassing, I mean that it's embarrassing that we're living in a country and a culture where somebody can get away with that. The president can get away with that because you want to say if you're the tennis association, you want to say, okay, well, you know what? I'm sorry. Screw you. We're going to do this event. It's U.S. Open or whatever it is, but we're going to do it in, I guess you can't do it in Puerto Rico. We're going to do it in Mexico. We're not going to let you dictate what we're doing. I mean, and here we are, and you say to yourself, how can this be happening? And there's no, you know, I know I said it earlier, but there's an arrogance of power now that is either more common or we're able to see it clearer because we have more access to media. But you just shake your head and you say, why? 2 years ago, I would have understood it. I wouldn't have liked it. I think Australia blocked him, right, to come there when he was going to compete. But now, 2 years later, you just have to stop this, and it's just an arrogance. It's an arrogance of power. And also, maybe it's an insulation. You know, I sometimes see people, and I'm up in the swamp. I'm going in today. I saw someone yesterday who was coming out of a Capitol building, one of the offices, and he had a full-on mask, like a full one, like over his nose and head and all. And I thought, he's probably just a little mentally disturbed at this point. Maybe he's got a comorbidity. But he seemed a little off, and I thought, okay, well, that's kind of sad. I didn't say what a nut. I mean, I sort of did, but I mean, with how the country is allowing this to happen, it just sort of makes me shake my head and worry.
Well, it's the arrogance of power has always been there. That was the what the motivation of the founding fathers was, to push back against it. And what has changed is it's much more overt now. It's, yes, that's right, like John Kerry. There's no options for a man like me, you little worm. I've got to fly my jet out here.
Right.
You
right.
stay put. It's much more open now because they feel like they can get away with it. And we know, also see it more because of all the videos that they're always caught
on. That's right.
So you can see it.
All right.
By the way, let me do my pet theory very quickly. My pet theory is that there'll never be a two-term president again, in part because of what you just said, that the presence of video and the presence of the sort of day-to-day, we just get sick of them. And I think that that's actually a factor. As you say, we can see the arrogance of power. You got to think that John F. Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson or Nixon was arrogant. It's just we couldn't see it as quickly because of the way the world was back then.
Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. Ed, how do people connect with you?
FinishLaffley.com is our great website. And at Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter, I'm in there in the fray. So either one of those places, please.
And Johnny, pray for everybody. We need it.
We pray for everybody every day. I think God's looking out for it. But you have to acknowledge that He's there and make sure you look to Him first. And you're fine.
There you go. Amen.
Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, every Wednesday. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. ESPN 93.5 with our weather forecast now from meteorologist Greg Solier. Brought to you this morning by Busey. For over 150 years, Busey, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a little precursor weather system that'll come on by here for the day tomorrow already in advance across sections of the Mississippi Valley. Conceivable a couple of wet snowflakes or sprinkles may brush on by to the west and south here for this morning. Not much sun for the day today, and that chilly northeast to east wind continues on. No real spring feel expected around here anytime soon going forward. 47, the expected high for the day today, and that northeast to east wind down tonight to 32, and mainly cloudy, windy for the day tomorrow. We'll get into some rain tomorrow afternoon with live near 46 degrees. A couple of rainy spells tomorrow night, low down to 37. Nothing heavy or strong about this weather system. May linger with a little rain early and late in the day on Friday. Variably cloudy skies, breezy, and high up to 45. Some chilly weather for the weekend at 42 Saturday, 39 on Sunday. A little bit of rain, maybe some wet snow mixed in early in the day. Then highs just in the upper 30s for Monday and Tuesday of next week. Back up around 40 next Wednesday. Overnight readings down into the mid to upper 20s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection, and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. We're flooring people.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Well, we like to call Steve Suderman. He's at Good Vibes, where you get your big screen televisions and sound systems and everything else. He's by the driver's license facility there at Brown Barn in Champaign. Mr. Suderman, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. We do get a few people that come in off the driver's license thing. I guess every 3 years, everybody has to go there, and most every year people need a new sticker, so... We get visits from people that are kind of random sometimes. I am so excited about what's going to happen at the United Center. It's going to start tonight. It's going to really get hot tomorrow when the Illini takes the floor. And we've all heard the adage about how hard it is to beat a team three times. I just don't like Penn State. I don't want to use the word hate, not a hater, but Lord. Let us take these guys on. This time we're going to have Mr. Goody healthy and on the floor, and it'll be a big help. Yeah. Do you know anything about Epps? Is he cleared?
He is on the protocol now. He is traveling with the team, but he's at the baseline as of Monday, meaning he's going through what Terrence Shannon went through, Terrence Shannon Jr. went through the couple of weeks. So I no idea whether – I doubt if he plays, but who knows? Every day is a day-to-day thing, but it's out of Brad Underwood's hands now that he's in protocol. So the medical I'm hopeful that he gets to play again for Illinois, but maybe not. So we don't know, but he is at least in the protocol. He wasn't even there till this last Monday. So there's that guy. By the way, Steve Suderman is, I think, Luke Goody's uncle? What are you? Your
grandfather?
Something.
That was the joke.
It was a friend, and now I think we're going to get a relationship here like a family member now because you're so close to Luke.
Well, I do have his phone number, and we have exchanged a couple of texts. I can't say we're hanging out.
Hey, so they had a team meeting on Monday, and then Coach wanted to talk to Luke by himself. I get inside information from time to time. So what did he talk to Luke about? Is he going to guard Pickett? Good luck. I mean, this Penn State guy, Pickett. And there's seven seniors on this Penn State team, that old team thing. Can they beat a team three times in a row? Yeah, they could.
Right.
But I'm thinking we're going to ratchet up the defense because I think, you know, the Penn State has shot 54% on my team in two games. And they made a ton of threes. We've got to get on them. We have got to get out.
Yes.
Let's just play well.
And don't leave them open out there on the wings.
They made every shot they took out in Pennsylvania. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Okay. So what do I got? Is there a big screen I can still get in by the NCAA tournament?
Oh, heck yeah. We've got the Sony 85-inch TV for $16.99. So we've got some deals that, you know, are terrific on television. One thing I'm putting together, the dealer show for our buying group is this month in Las Vegas, and we're going to see Samsung's got a whole new product line that they're going to be showing right now. They're starting to ship the first couple models. Sony is waiting till later in the year to introduce. Their new stuff's not going to come out till maybe May, but their electronics are released immediately, and it's been years since they've had new receivers because of, well, there was COVID and, you know, kind of interrupted their plans a few years back. So we get those coming. I'm looking over our inventory thinking, we're in pretty good shape. So we've got good stuff and it's pretty clean. But there's a lot of little one of these and two of those and things that are about to be replaced. So we're going to have a spring cleaning event coming up here in a week or so. And, you know, for bargain hunters that might be looking for a super deal, there'll be a whole bunch of stuff that's below cost. Just one or two of these, maybe out of the box, maybe in the box, but there'll be deals that are ridiculous.
Awesome. Love that.
That's a tease.
Yeah, people love that. Steve Suderman, how can people connect with you?
You can call us up at 351-0909. You can visit us on the web at gvibes.com or drop by 2010 Round Barn.
Yeah, when you were loading boxes 52 years ago when Good Vibes is going, guy died. The last original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, the last guy, the guy that survived the plane crash.
No, he's 71, man.
Gary Rossington.
Yeah, 71's kind of young, isn't it? Man. So he must have been.
Yeah, he had heart issues, but what a great slide solo.
All right, my friend. Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
All right, Stevie. Take care.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, the famous Freebird. We got the news coming up. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Lehman Paintworks out of Forest, Illinois, and we are looking for you. If you are a body shop technician who likes working on semis and making wrecked trucks look brand new again, you are the man for the job. Get on our website at laymanpaintworks.com or give us a call at 815-657-7590. We want you. Please go to our website at laymanpaintworks.com. Click on the jobs tab and send in your resume.
Yeah, the buzz in Central Illinois is the Tuscola Warriors basketball team going to the State Farm Center tomorrow. Head coach Justin Bosarth will jump on the phone with us in 15 minutes. They play Scales Mound is the opponent. They have 80 kids in their school. They were in the Final Four last year.
Oh, wow.
This is unbelievable.
Quite a returning team for Scales Mound.
So that'll be what we talk about, the big Final Four matchup. And we're excited for Tuscola. The Warriors have earned it, and they're there. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.